Results of Iraq's parliamentary elections. The condemnation of Israel's arrest of another Hamas official. The massive anti-Obama demonstrations in Indonesia. The death of two more U.S. soldiers, this time in Iraq. And the huge increase in Iran's gasoline inventories. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of IRIN and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. The head of National Security and Foreign Policy Commission of Iran's Majlis, or Parliament, has accused Western powers of violating international laws by trying to impose a new round of sanctions on Iran. Alauddin Bujardi noted that Iran's recent scientific and industrial advancements have angered the Western powers. Bujardi stressed that independent countries could play a major role in international relations by boosting cooperation among them. Meanwhile, the UAE foreign minister urges the Western powers to resolve its dispute over Iran's nuclear program through diplomatic means before taking the decision to slap a new round of sanctions. Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan urged the UN Security Council to help resolve the issue without the need to resort to additional sanctions against Iran or worse military action. The UAE foreign minister's remarks came as U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates visited Riyadh and Abu Dhabi last week to discuss Washington's push for new sanctions against the Islamic Republic. Gates told reporters in Abu Dhabi that he felt the two Persian Gulf states were willing to use their economic leverage to persuade China to join Western efforts to impose more sanctions on Iran. Iran has boosted its gasoline inventories by about 944 million liters in the current year, showing a 58% increase compared to last year. The daily consumption of gasoline in Iran currently stands at about 65 million liters, which is 3.2 million liters less than it was last year. State oil officials added that some 2 billion liters of gas oil, 1 billion liters of kerosene, and 500 million liters of furnace oil have also been stored so far this year. Iran is the world's fifth largest crude oil exporter, but it still has to import up to 40% of its gasoline supplies because it lacks refining capacity. Iran's ambassador to the Vatican says that diplomatic efforts are underway to secure the release of an Iranian journalist detained in Italy over alleged arms smuggling charges. Hujjatul Islam Ali Akbar Nasiri on Sunday categorically rejected the charges against the detained reporter. Nasiri called on the Italian government to immediately release the journalist. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has vowed to follow up the case closely. Hamid Masoumi Nejad was arrested after Italian authorities claimed a 9-month investigation had implicated the journalist in arms smuggling. However, the Iranian officials say the move is another Zionist-instigated plot to pressure Tehran over its nuclear energy program. Thousands of protesters from a Muslim group slammed U.S. President Barack Obama's upcoming visit to Indonesia.
Thousands of protesters from a Muslim organization called Hizbut Tahrir staged a demonstration outside the U.S. Consulate General in East Java's capital. They demanded that Obama cancel his upcoming visit to their country. The protesters carried posters with the slogans like Reject Obama and Obama is the real terrorist. They called for Obama to pull out U.S. troops from Afghanistan and other areas in the region. Protesters also said the United States hates Muslims.
The purpose of the protest that we have done with our friends is to reject the upcoming presence of Barack Obama, the President of the United States, here in Indonesia. Our primary reason for protesting is that Obama is the president of a superpower state that really hates Muslim people.
Meanwhile, hundreds of armed police forces secured the area with a water cannon and anti-riot equipment.
Two U.S. soldiers were killed on Sunday in separate attacks in Iraq's eastern Diyala and northern Nineveh provinces. The U.S. military said in a statement that one soldier was killed by indirect fire in a mortar or rocket attack on a base in Diyala province. The U.S. military said in another statement that one more U.S. soldier died of non-combat-related causes in the northern province of Nineveh. Sunday's deaths have brought the number of U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion to 4,384. Now, early results released by Iraq's election committee show that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's coalition is ahead in Basra province, strengthening his lead in the country's parliamentary elections. Nouri al-Maliki's coalition is now leading in 6 of the 14 provinces where results have been released so far. His rival, former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, also picked up another province on Sunday. As expected, the Kurdish alliance was also ahead in Duhok province in northern Iraq. However, Iraqis say the vote counting and sorting process should be faster and more transparent.
The counting and sorting process should be more transparent and more speedy in order to give full information to the people. There should be no delay in announcing the results. We hope to finish all the counting and sorting process in the coming 2 days and then inserting data in the database of the National Center.
As the OPEC prepares to meet for the first time in 3 months, a debate is brewing within the 12-nation oil cartel over what its post-recession production might look like. Now, Iran's envoy to Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, says there's no need for the organization to change output ceiling in the upcoming meeting in Vienna on March 17. Mohammad Ali Khatibi told reporters on Sunday that OPEC is likely to ask members to comply with their quotas until the global economic crisis is over. The official, however, highlighted that if the current oil production continues, the oil market would face an oversupply in the second half of 2010. And now our colleague has a brief look at some other news from international wires.
Venezuela's Air Force received the first 6 of an order of 18 light attack planes from China. President Hugo Chavez has hailed his country's partnership with the People's Republic of China. The Brazilian president is slated to make an official visit to Iran in mid-May. Lula da Silva will be accompanied by high-ranking political and economic delegation. Iran is keen to expand its relations with the South American giant. Iran's aluminium output in the last 11 months reached more than 258,000 tons, up 15% compared to the corresponding period last year. According to official statistics, more than 131,000 tons of the amount, worth about $233 million, were exported during the mentioned period. Iran inaugurated its largest and most advanced aluminium plant just a couple of months ago in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas. A senior politician from Sri Lanka's ruling coalition on Sunday criticized the U.S. over its 2009 human rights report. The leader of the National Freedom Front, a member party of the ruling alliance, says the U.S. view of his country is wrong and distorted. Many nations and leaders around the world have criticized the annual U.S. human rights report as biased and meant to serve the interests of the American ruling elite. Iran's Majlis or parliament has earmarked $250 million by Iran's Organization of Schools Renovation to strengthen fragile school buildings in the country. The lawmakers approved the fund on Sunday as part of next year's budget deal. The Iranian police have arrested 4 pirates that had stolen a Bahraini boat in the open seas and brought it ashore in southern Iran. The privately owned boat was then returned to the Bahraini owner. The White House reported on Sunday that a female employee of a U.S. consulate in Mexico, along with her husband and the husband of another consular employee, had been killed by unidentified assassins. France voted Sunday in regional polls for CASA to punish Nicolas Sarkozy's ruling party. This is the last ballot box test of the president's popularity ahead of the 2012 presidential election. Kurdish rebels killed a Turkish soldier on Sunday in the first clash with security forces in several months. The military said the second soldier was wounded in fighting with the PKK rebels in Hakkari province near the Iraqi border. Iranian customs officials, in cooperation with intelligence agents, have arrested the members of a smuggling gang. The gang had smuggled large consignments of glassware from Turkey. The smugglers are now facing a fine of about $1.4 million. Iran's civil aviation organization says the number of its passenger planes has increased to 197. The country's civil aviation fleet has the capacity to carry 33,000 passengers daily. And finally, more than 100,000 protesters converged in Bangkok on Sunday to give Thailand's military backed government an ultimatum to call elections within 24 hours or face crippling demonstrations.
After a series of breakthroughs in space research and technology, Iranian scientists are preparing to send a rocket into space, carrying a new payload of living organisms into orbit. A senior expert from Iran's aerospace organization, Mohammad Rezai, says the space mission would take place as soon as the satellite carrier Kavushkar 3 completes its current operation in space. With the exclusive ability to transfer electronic data and send live footage back to Earth, Kavushkar 3 was launched in space in February while carrying a rat, two turtles, and some worms on board. In February 2009, Iran joined a small group of countries that have the ability of both producing satellites and sending them into space by using domestic launchers. In that year, the Islamic Republic placed its first domestically made Umid or Hope satellite into orbit. The Afghan Interior Ministry has condemned Taliban attacks on Saturday in the southern Kandahar province that killed 35 Afghans and injured many others. Officials said the biggest attack was aimed at a prison in the city's outskirts, apparently aimed to repeat a jailbreak there 2 years ago.
Unfortunately, as a result of these attacks, some of our countrymen are killed and some are wounded. But it's worth mentioning that the bravery, courage, and dedication of the Afghan National Police, the police of Kandahar, resulted in the failure of these attacks. I mean, the enemies were not able to accomplish their goals and conduct their attacks successfully. The Afghan Interior Ministry strongly condemns these attacks, and we will take measures to prevent such attacks in the future.
Meanwhile, hundreds of demonstrators marked the 1,000th day of Israeli blockade imposed on the Gaza Strip. The demonstrators included the physically disabled residents, as well as children and families of Palestinians killed by Israel during last winter's war on the impoverished Strip. They gathered at Erez Water Crossing in northern Gaza. Foreign peace activists also joined the protest. They chanted slogans calling on Israel to end the three-year-old siege it has imposed on the Gaza Strip. The blockade has caused severe economic damage to the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Popular Committee estimates that unemployment rate in the enclave has reached 65%. The losses to the economic, industrial, and agricultural sectors are estimated at millions of dollars. The Israeli forces have arrested a Hamas official in the West Bank. The Israeli authorities claim that Maher Oda had been implicated in a series of suicide attacks. The arrest came amid rising tensions over Israel's closure of the territory and its announcement of building 1,600 new homes in East Al-Quds. The 47-year-old Maher Ouda, a founder of Hamas armed wing in the occupied West Bank, was detained in an overnight raid in Ramallah region. Hamas blamed the Palestinian Authority for the arrest. And with that, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRIN and English News, but don't tune the channel. We have the latest updates for you at 2 a.m. local time. Goodbye now.